Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, you know, I'm tired of people hammering my boy on TV, so I can't watch the news, you know. So I was watching, I watched the first, it was like, I'm sitting there watching something, and then, of course, Big Bang Theory shows up. And it was the first episode ever, and which I probably remember seeing years and years ago, but it was when she moves across the street, and she's just, you know, little Daisy Dukes, and just she's still hot, but I mean, she's younger and gorgeous here. But there's a line in there where one of them goes about their MySpace page, because we just played the Facebook bit right there, and he goes, "Yeah, Sheldon says I got more MySpace followers than you," and I go, "What?" And I just stopped a second. I said, "Oh, geez," and that's funny because, you know, we were talking about shows being dated sometimes, like nobody's picking up a cell phone in old cop shows and things like that. And that just went like, whoa, that just freaked me out. He just said MySpace, you know? What's your MySpace page look like, Craig? That's probably, you're still on that. That's your problem,
yeah,
right?
MySpace, yeah, MySpace page looks very much like my Facebook page.
Yeah, you just copied over, didn't you?
I noticed that.
I noticed that. You didn't want to work on both of them, so you figured you'd just do them both. Is MySpace still exists? I know that Justin Timberlake bought that years ago. And then is it even a band site now? Do bands even put their stuff on there? That's what they're trying to do that for a while.
Kind of exclusively musical for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you on MySpace.
How long has Big Bang been around? 06?
Great question.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 years now.
And that was the kind of show that, it's about 4 or 5 seasons, it was okay in the ratings, and then it got all of a sudden went shot to number one out of nowhere for Kaley Cuoco, obviously. Hold me back. Don't jump off a ledge here. I don't be controversial. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, 2007 right. Started.
That show, okay, that was the first episode I saw last night. And I was watching an old Sons of Anarchy. You don't need to watch the show. But when you almost sleep with your sister because you don't know you're related, and the sister says...
Say it. Say it.
I got to stop. I'm trying to say it. I will say it.
Say it in your Irish voice.
All I can say is potato in Irish. I almost shagged me brother. Yeah. I almost shagged me brother. If you said, "I almost shagged me brother," before, we'll take that call. And you better have not known it was your brother. I was drunk and almost shagged me brother.
That's, you know,
Shagged me brother.
That's an old Irish drinking song, isn't it?
Almost shagged me brother. During the potato famine. You're right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Almost shagged me, brother.
I'm sure it is. Right along with whiskey in a jar.
Metallica. That's right. Now Metallica remade that song. It's actually an old song. And then, of course, Thin Lizzy did
Irish
it first.
Irish traditional,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, then Thin Lizzy rocked it out. Yeah. And so
they did.
Yeah, they did it originally. Well, the rock version.
Yeah.
But I do like Metallica's version of that song.
But Thin Lizzy.
I wanted to do Almost Shagged Me, Brother. Almost Shagged Me, Brother. Hi, Craig.
Good morning.
Almost shagged me, brother.
So I was thinking about you last night, Craig, when you were going through your cancer thing, and you said
when he was kicking its ass,
ass, and he beat opioid addiction too.
Wow! You know what else he was dealing with?
Not knowing he had it was a big key to that, but still, he beat it.
And you didn't know you were dealing with it at the time.
Cancer.
I'm dealing with it right now. In addition, is the nicotine withdrawal?
Oh,
probably. Yeah. Yeah. See, because when I quit smoking before, and you know, I was all kinds of messed up. right after I had my accident. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what was really ailing me. And I'm sure I was going through some nicotine withdrawal, but I was also going through a ton of other crap, and I just didn't realize it.
And now
that I am relatively healthy, mm-hmm. at least physically.
Are you getting pissy without the cigarettes?
No, I'm not that irritable.
I want you to be irritable.
At home, actually. But I'm saving it for... I sure am this morning.
Yeah, I know you are. I love that. I love that. You joined me on the... I mean, I just liked what you went off earlier about the politics
thing. You want a hug, Todd? Yeah,
no.
I'll give you a hug.
No. I'm going to save this irritability for the air.
Oh, yeah.
But off the air... I try not to be too irritable because I don't want to take it out.
I use the air. I use the air a lot to get out crap. I know I do.
But you get, and this is how I understand how people tend to gain a little weight when they're quitting smoking.
Oh, most people do
because the pangs, the nicotine, where your body wants nicotine,
right.
It makes you feel like you're hungry.
I didn't know that. I thought more it was just about oral fixation that you're shoving stuff in your face, but it's probably a little bit of both, but definitely that's bigger.
The nicotine pangs are similar to hunger pangs because I felt, why do I feel hungry? So I start to eat, and it's like, no, I'm full. I'm not hungry. It's just my body's craving nicotine.
Okay, and you're bulimic.
Yeah. So now it'll take a couple more days before that'll settle down, I guess.
All right.
A little bit, but it'll still last for a while. So
smoke-free 2 days?
I will still
an
irritable son of a bitch for as long as I can hang on to it.
We only got two more shows.
When does the manorexia kick in?
No, you have to
start flipping?
No.
won't do that. No. I'll just get
second
fat.
Career as a jockey?
Flipping so I can actually make that, be a 6'1" jockey.
Yeah, because I tried, distracting myself mentally. I went and hit some golf balls, and I was
just stay away from the fridge.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah,
but no, I'm just craving nicotine.
I'll put on 60 pounds, then lose it. 60 pounds? No, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's a lot of weight.
I'm sure that'd be real good for a messed up leg.
Craig, I got to show you this since you're not on social media. Yeah, exactly. You're not on the social media. Some guy flipped a little GIF of a guy. And it doesn't look like you because this guy he's a big fat guy. But he's flipping around papers and says, Craig Evans getting ready for who's taller. And I said, Craig is much skinnier than that dude. But the flipping papers bit was eerily accurate here. I'll show it to you. It's on our Twitter page, at TNT Radio Empire. If you want to check it out, here. Check it out. And that's you doing the news, basically, right? You flip those papers all around.
Yes.
That is you.
It is.
Yeah. Except you're not a big fat guy like that guy. Yeah.
I feel like it. I feel like it could be. Yesterday, somehow the box of Oreo the box of Oreos showed up at our house.
Oh.
And then it disappeared?
God.
Yeah, you can't eat just one sleeve.
That's the trouble.
I was going to say one cookie, but that's not the cookie. You open the sleeve, you got to eat the sleeve.
It seems like it. And every time I'd walk by the kitchen.
I'm thinking more about the Girl Scout cookies, but the fact is there's a sleeve in there, and you go, might as well finish that off.
Well, they'll go bad if I don't eat them now.
And every time I'd walk by, I mean, the thought dawns on me now that maybe I could have just put them in the cupboard.
Right. But you knew they were there.
But I'd walk by, and there they were. You know, I was doing something where I was walking past them every, 20 minutes or whatever, half an hour, and there they were. Oh, just two more.
Right.
Not one, not good enough. Got to have two more.
Have you ever done this? Because I'll do this with Oreos once in a while. Instead of you don't pour out any milk. You just reach in and grab the jug.
Yes.
After eating a couple of Oreos and just suck on the jug real quick.
Yes.
And put it back in. And you think that doesn't... Well, I'm not really eating milk and cookies this way. Yeah, you are. You're just not going through the ritual of eating. You're shoving them in your mouth and you're drinking milk out of the carton and shoving them back in.
In my experience, the wife loves that.
Oh, right? You do it when they don't see you. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You get caught, boy. They don't like that.
Cookie crumbs in their milk.
You're just having an Oreo shot with a milk.
Yeah, you think you're just
a milk chaser.
Yeah, I need just to wash this down a little bit.
Right. Little chaser.
Right.
And I need to do this 27 times.
So am I all alone in my addiction to the Dots pretzels?
And I don't know what they are.
I don't think I've had them.
I don't know what they are.
Buttery goodness. Are they only available at limited stores?
Don't know what they are.
I haven't had one.
Don't know
Maybe
what they
just
are.
The place I go to. But I told you, I saw them in Minnesota and Wisconsin when I was vacationing up north.
Mm-hmm. So I have a pretzel addiction, Todd, but it's different. You know, the Snyder's of Hanover.
Yeah.
They make they must take the broken ones
yeah.
that come off the line and
yeah.
they put them in bags.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make ones that are buffalo flavored.
Okay.
Oh, my God, are they good. I could sit
We're
there.
Helping with Todd's...
it's like crack.
Todd's food addiction here this morning. It's hunger pangs, I'm sorry.
Hunger pangs. No,
from,
no.
I'm not smoking.
Nicotine
it's actually nicotine pangs, but they feel like
nicotine
hunger pangs.
Pangs.
So you think you're hungry,
yep.
and you actually aren't. So it's tough to convince yourself that you're not hungry.
Yeah, when your body says you're hungry and
yeah.
your brain says, well, there's no way you can be hungry.
Yeah.
It's... many times the body wins.
And I tell my wife to stop buying those pretzels because they come in a little 5-ounce.
And they call your name from the kitchen.
I try to pour it out in a bowl. So, okay, that's one serving. And then,
Jesus.
Well, I better go have another serving.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon.
That's what Craig was thinking. He was eating a cookie in the kitchen.
Freaking bag is gone.
Yes. Well, switch gears. Try those buffalo ones. They're not any better for you, but they're awesome.
Yeah, that's the key.
And they make them in a bunch of different flavors.
Not any
but
better
But the buffalo
for
one
you.
Is my favorite.
Yeah, because Christy's had a friend over the weekend and had honey mustard and onion or something.
Yeah.
Snyder's of Hanover.
Yeah.
And
so
I ate all those.
I found one that's it was a salted caramel one. Oh, the salty sweet thing going on there. Yeah.
Does a nicotine pang work like when you, when you have a couple of drinks, you're hungry again? Food, alcohol makes you hungry, too. It always has. So I've gotten to the point where if I know I'm going to have a couple of drinks that night, at dinner, I won't eat as much because I know I'm going to be hungry either way because I'm going to have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
So I'll eat a little bit of food and then drink and then eat what I would have eaten anyway that way you're not doubling up.
Right, you're saving room.
Yeah, you're saving room. You're not doubling up. You're going to eat anyway,
So not eating before you drink, that's the way you're going now?
No, I eat.
Yeah, that's a good skip.
Eat less. No, I eat first, then have a drink, and then eat the rest.
A smaller portion.
He sticks a power bar in his back pocket when he's going to go out drinking, so he's got something there to eat.
No, it sounds to me just like a little more portion control. Because you know you're going to have another small portion.
I know that once I have a couple drinks, it doesn't matter what I ate before that, I'm going to be hungry.
I still want Taco Bell.
Exactly. Star courtside seats. For the 2017-2018 season, this allows fans to sit between the team benches for $175,000.
Between the benches is the press box, usually. I mean, there's a lot of press right there, and that's where the video cameras are.
No, the scorer's table.
The scorer's table's right there.
The press is behind them.
I know that, but the scorer's table's right there because that's they turn the camera around.
Yeah, Los Angeles, they broke up the scorer's table into several pieces to create the added space for seats along the sideline.
More pieces.
Giving fans an opportunity to get an up-close look at players as they enter and exit the game, and giving also, there's this, the people that are sitting there, they get... on-screen visibility.
Well, of course they do.
Sure.
They're sitting right there.
And that is another reason to sit there if you need some TV time.
Yeah. So the stars.
So for someone who wants to be seen, that's the seat they need to have.
I guarantee you network people are going to buy those seats.
Yes.
And that way they'll put the new TV show guys there for each particular games, right?
And you get to hold, like, LeBron's pants when he's checking in.
Or when he just tosses them to the side.
Yeah. You should get to dress like the team and sit there, you know?
Oh, and hope that you're accidentally put in the game?
No, you can't be put in, but you're just part of the team for that day, just sitting there.
Warm-ups, jersey, shoes.
Yeah,
the whole nine.
You should be able to sit in front of the bench. Like LeBron's doing before he checks in, before there's a break in the action.
Yeah.
You can sit down and talk to him.
That's a lot of money.
And they should give you one of those little things where you can wipe off your sneakers and make them all squeaky.
Yeah. For $175,000,
Oh, yeah. They
do you get the stat sheet after every quarter,
like the
announcers do?
Yeah.
That I'm not aware of. You get all-inclusive clubs, in-seat waiter service, valet parking with access to a VIP entrance.
Oh, you better get everything for that kind of cash, right?
And that's for one game, $175,000, right? That's not a season ticket or anything?
There's another thing here that says $4,000 a game. But I don't know if that includes the seat.
That's probably right.
I don't know if that includes
$4,000 a game is probably right. Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
So.
Yeah. It's not $175,000.
Well, there is $175,000. Maybe that's for the season.
That's the season.
It doesn't say that here.
Yeah.
Adidas introducing a new shoe.
I'm in line this weekend for those.
For Oktoberfest.
Oh, I saw these. I want these.
Are they pumpkins?
No, nope.
A German shoe retailer has paired with Adidas to create new beer repellent sneakers.
You spill beer in your shoes, it bounces off?
Yes.
Oktoberfest.
I do that.
And vomit.
Sorry about your shoes.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Shoes are fine.
All right.
And they go good with Lederhosen.
Well, it's inspired by Bavarian leather pants. They say these shoes feature brown leather that's been treated to be vomit and beer proof.
You are a drunk. Because you, when you go out drinking, you don't necessarily spill beer over your shoes, but what the hell?
No, apparently the Bavarians did. They pissed on their shoes and puked on their shoes a lot.
It is Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it is.
People will do that.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah. At Best Life, Julia Malikoff has given us several secrets that she says we should always keep from our partner. She says that she's willing to put forth that lying can actually be not only smart, but very healthy for a relationship.
Is it lying by omission? Because that's different, I think.
In a sense.
Yeah, or little white lies.
But, you know, things that may be white lies. Sure, there's things that are unnecessary to know about your partner.
Yes, there are.
There's things unnecessary for your partner to know about you.
Right.
And it's those kinds of things.
Got it. So,
like your sexual history. She just starts off with your sexual history. She says, relationship experts say that apart from any medical concerns that you may have, like whether you're up to date on your STD testing, for example, discussing your sexual history with your current significant other has pretty much zero benefits.
I think that's the key. It's zero benefits, right?
It's pretty much don't tell on this one.
You know, you've both been around if you're adults, maybe one more than the other. I shouldn't say been around. It sounds like, well, that's what we say. Okay, you're both not virgins, obviously. Let's go with that, with a lot of couples.
The clinical director of Daring and Wellness, David Ezell, says the number of sex partners is one that comes up over and over in couples therapy. This is one for don't ask, don't tell.
Especially if you're older.
Some people love the juvenile idea of a virgin bride or groom.
Stupid.
Some really want a seasoned partner. And most land somewhere in between.
It's the word seasoned.
This is a topic that should stay off limits, even if you think you can predict the results.
I don't think you can predict the results. I think that's why you probably do stay away. Now it's going to come up. Did you sleep with that person? Yeah.
Well, that's different.
That's different. Right.
That is different than how many. Apparently, your secret single behaviors, things that you don't need to mention, like if you've indulged, now I find some of these odd and unnecessary. She says if you've indulged in some weird behavior while you were alone, like eating an entire cake while binge-watching bad TV in your underwear, keep that to yourself. Nobody cares, though.
Well, first of all, nobody cares. And
yeah.
It seems pretty innocuous.
That sounds stupid.
They say this information is not helpful to your partner in any way. They don't need to know about it.
It sounds like a bulimic woman. That's the secret there.
Maybe.
And then I puked it up on my Bavarian shoes.
This article is written by a female, Julia Malikoff.
Figured that.
You
I ate
also
some Haagen-Dazs because I was so upset. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Tell your girlfriends that. Don't
female
care.
Female who doesn't like to tell sex stories, apparently.
Yeah.
Indulge your partner with a sex story every once in a while.
There you go. She says you don't need to tell your partner your little silly little minor relationship doubts. There's times in both new and long-standing relationships when you may find yourself questioning whether you want the relationship to continue. If it's the first time you're having these feelings, you don't have to share them with your partner.
Yeah, I think it goes into our partner. Are you going to leave me for this? Okay, then shut up.
These initial feelings are not helpful
to
share.
Nobody says shut. That's a radio thing right there.
Yeah, these initial feelings of wondering whether or not you're in the right place.
You're always going
to
wonder.
Is not helpful to share because they create insecurity and hurt feelings, and they end up resolving on their own.
Especially when
and a minute later, you might not feel the same way.
Only if the feelings persist and become stronger over time should you share them with your partner.
Right. And then conclude the discussion with, then shut up.
Then shut up.
You going to leave me over this? No, shut up.
Okay. Are you going to leave me over this?
Can you, like, shut up?
And oh, the answer is, unfortunately, no.
No. I see that. I'm thinking about leaving you maybe because in a year, 2 years from now, because you're starting to piss me off. It'd be stupid to say like that.
Yeah.
You don't know it because you're not. The next day you're going, I love you. I love you.
We got more.
We got more. Come on back.
Or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.